What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, it happened last night. I got to do the first pitch at Quake Stadium. First of all, big thank you to Anthony for setting this up. I hope he's listening because he's not here. He's feeling a little under the weather. But he set everything up last night, and it was so much fun. So the question, how did I do? I know Anthony would give you an honest answer, so maybe it's a good thing he's not here. I'll tell you this. My pitch was very much like my hips. It was a little wide. It made it there. I didn't spike it. Wasn't quite a strike, though. Unless maybe I had Angel Hernandez. Big thank you to everybody who came out to support me. It was really awesome to see my friends, the K-Frog family that have become so close to me there. One of my professors from University of Laverne came. I had old neighbors. A lot of my baseball family came out. So we threw it to the kids because, you know, kids are always honest. And these are some of Carter's friends. Asked him, guys, how did I do with my first pitch?
All right. On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the best, what do you rate my pitch?
8. 100. 6, 7.
Probably could have just ended with the first two. Now for a little fun, we took it to the stands and asked, if you had to compare my pitch to a car, what would it be?
73 Pinto.
Yeah.
A little wide on the back end.
It was such a great night. Big shout out to Ranch Cucamonga Quakes. Thank you so much. And thank you for everybody who came out and supported. The kids are back to school, so the questions aren't quite as bad. But there's a deal in place at my house that since my 10-year-old loves to ask questions, he's got to lay off of them at home. He gets to ask one on K-Frog. So here it is.
It's time for Carter's question of the day.
Hey, guys. It's Carter for Carter's question. I will today be solving this Rubik's Cube.
Are you going to cheat?
Nah, it's just beating the system.
Which means he's going to cheat. You have an app for it.
Yup.
So for Carter's question day, while he solves his Rubik's Cube, what do you want to know?
What's the craziest app that you have? Mine is It Solves Your Rubik's Cube.
Okay, this actually could be interesting. What is the most random app that you have on your phone? That is Carter's question today. For me, definitely has to be one I just downloaded for the boys because we like to play the license plate game. So there's an app for it, and it actually gives you a score at the end of your trip. What is the most random app that you have? Give me a call or send me a text at 888-431-3764. Two, that guess is too high.
Thank you, and you have a great first pitch.
Oh, Two, thank you so much. We're going to play again at 8:30, so get those guesses ready. Two, hang on, though, because I got to ask you Carter's question.
What's the craziest app that you have?
Well, most of the apps that I have is for concert.
You have a bunch of concert apps, like to find your favorite bands and things?
Yeah, favorite bands and cheap deals.
That sounds like an app I need. Anything to find me a good deal, I am down with. 951 says they have an app called Quake Feed. so I can tell if it's a phantom earthquake or if it's real because I'm so scared of them. That's kind of interesting. I didn't know that was out there. 951 here says, watch Judy. I pull it up all the time so that you can see the local fires that are happening. That's a great app. 909 says they have an app called Run Pee. It lets you know the perfect time to go to the restroom during a movie so that you won't miss that much. Where do they come up with these? Sarah in Temecula, what is the most random app you have on your phone?
This one, it looks like a spider. I guess it's something for my daughter. I don't even know what it is.
It's random because your kid probably downloaded it and you had no clue.
You're like, I hope that didn't cost money.
Nowadays, there is an app for everything. That's why Carter's question this morning was very interesting.
What's the craziest app that you have?
He has an app right now that helps you solve your Rubik's Cube. You put in the colors and the order, and it gives you step-by-step direction to solve it within minutes. Valerie in Fontana, what's the most random app that you have?
I have a food roulette app.
Food roulette?
Yes. So it tells me what restaurant I want to go to for the day.
I love that. How many times are you sitting around going, I don't know, what do you want? I don't know, what do you want? That's awesome.
All the time. Then we don't have the argument of what we're going to have for our food.
So can you do like, okay, we're doing fast food, or I want Italian, or is it just everything all in one?
Yes, you can customize it yourself for your favorite restaurants or your local restaurant.
I'm so downloading that right now. Here's one that I'm low-key contemplating downloading as well. Denise in Torrance texted in that her daughter has an app that will record you if you talk in your sleep. So I texted her back and said, well, does she actually have any recordings? She said, yes, she does. And they're hysterical. I know I'm a talker, even when I'm sleeping. Although, depending on what I'm dreaming, maybe that would be a bad idea to have a recording of what I'm saying.
Dumb, drunk, or drugs?
Sherry in Riverside is on for this round of Dumb, Drunk, or Drugs. Here you go, your real headline. A teacher got arrested on the second day of school. Were they dumb, drunk, or on drugs?
Drunk.
I will say drugs.
This was drunk. We all know how stressful back to school time can be.
Yeah.
But exactly. But it really got the best of this middle school teacher in Florida. The thirsty teacher decided to take a break in his car between classes and threw a few back. A campus police officer found the passed out professor behind the wheel in the school's parking lot. There was no hiding this situation for the intoxicated instructor because he had a bunch of empty mini bottles in the car with him.
Oh, boy.
I guess as a teacher, you could say he was showing his work. Icing down a little bit this morning. No, not because of the heat wave, because of the big pitch last night at Quake Stadium. Big thank you to everybody who came out. And the biggest thank you to Anthony, who actually put this together for me. I had said a while back, one of my bucket list items was to throw out a first pitch at a baseball game. And it happened last night. I hope he's listening because he's actually homesick today. So thank you, Anthony, for that. I was a ball of nerves showing up to Quake Stadium last night. But I can't tell you how much it meant to me to see everybody show up, from my friends to my old professor at University of Laverne to our baseball family. It was a very special moment for me. As for the pitch, definitely not my best pitch, but I got it to the catcher. I did not spike it, so that was a win. The video just got posted if you want to see the pitch in action. And here's some of the commentary after the pitch. Tammy, how do you think I did?
You did fabulous. You made it across the plate. That was a total strike in my book.
She said be honest.
Do you wear glasses, Tammy?
Not at all.
I liked her angle then. It was really special because my son Carter was behind the catcher. He called it a strike for me, so I'll take that. One of my fellow Dodger fans, Bluebeard, and his wife Margo were in attendance. All right, Bluebeard, I know you're a diehard Dodger fan. You go to a ton of baseball games. Give it to me straight. How was my first pitch?
Excellent. You know what? You didn't hit the ground, and it made it to the glove. Perfect.
I don't know if everybody started drinking before they saw my first pitch, but I will take it. Big thank you again, everybody who came out to Quake Stadium last night. Big thank you to the Quakes. Big thank you to Anthony. If you want to see how it all went down, check out the video now on KROQ's Instagram and Facebook.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.